How's everyone today? Are you asleep? Yeah? Why? Aren't you going on break here soon? Maybe we're just going to cancel spring break because you're not excited about it. Well, then show me some excitement. All right, before we go on spring break, we got to do some learning still. All right, so we talked about Jonah today. Who wants to tell me the big story of Jonah and what this is all about? Who knows the story of Jonah? The Ten Commandments, that's Moses, but close. Okay, Jonah. Right. So he was sent to Nineveh. God said, go to Nineveh, and he went the opposite direction, and then the people on the ship threw him overboard, didn't they? Then what happened? He went to Nineveh. How did he get to Nineveh? Nope. There's an exciting story here. How did Jonah get to Nineveh? He got swallowed by a big fish, a big whale. Jonah and the whale, right? Whew! Okay, so what happens when he gets to Nineveh? Yeah, this time now he's listening to God. That's right. But what else happened at Nineveh, at the beach of Nineveh? What happened? He got shooted out of the fish. I believe what the Bible says, he was spewed out. Blech! All right? And then he went in Nineveh and said, repent, repent, repent. God's going to destroy this place if you don't repent. All right. So, big question. Spring break. Just a few days. 2 days away. Who's all going to a beach? Who's going to the beach? All right, we just have some people going to the beach. All right, you're going to the beach, and you sit there on the beach, and you see this big fish coming up to the beach. And then all of a sudden, he spews out a man. Are you intrigued? No, because you don't believe it's going to happen. Yeah, you're going to believe it's going to happen? All right, so if you go to the beach next week and you see this big fish coming up and a man comes out of the fish, question, are you going to listen to that guy when he says repent and believe in the gospel? Okay. I don't know about you, but me, if I saw that big sign, I saw this miracle of a man coming out of a big fish, a whale, something, a shark, and he comes, hey, repent and believe in the gospel. I'm actually going to take that very seriously. So, question, next question, let's make some connections here. Jesus says, hey, you people that he's talking to, so this is later on in the Bible, the people he's talking to, you're only going to get the sign of Jonah. Are you going to believe if you get the sign of Jonah? So what's the sign of Jonah for Jesus? What does Jesus do that kind of replicates Jonah? Yep. The third day. So he's in the tomb for 3 days, from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's in the tomb. Think about that. Jesus is in the tomb for 3 days. Jonah was in the whale for 3 days. Now, if Jesus comes out of the tomb and says, repent and believe in the gospel, which as Catholics, that's what we believe, it sends us like, oh, I might want to listen to that guy because he just came out of a tomb. He was dead and now he's alive. That's the resurrection. This is what we celebrate at Easter. We're celebrating this great miracle of a man, Jesus, rising from the dead. And then we're like, oh, he's not just a man, he is also God, and we should listen to him. That's the sign of Jonah in the New Testament. And so if we sit there in spring break and we're on the beach and we see this man coming out of a big fish, spewed out, bleh, there's something I'm intrigued. I think I need to ask some more questions about what's going on. If Jesus truly rose from the dead, that should change some of the way we think and the way we act. So let that marinate in your mind and your heart this Lent. What does it mean that Jesus rose from the dead? That he died on Good Friday. We're going to celebrate Good Friday here in a few weeks. We do a good job here in the school doing that because of the somberness. But we also call it Good Friday because that's the day Jesus died for you and me. But we also know that he rises 3 days later for you and for me. And if that truly happened, and we have witnesses and they wrote it down for us, what does that mean and how we're going to spend our life and what we want to do? Just really think while you're on that beach or on spring break or if you're going to the mountains and skiing, wherever you might be going, maybe you're just going home and just playing video games. Really think about what Easter truly is for you and what Jesus wants out of you because of that Easter Sunday.